This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's hot.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Yes, good morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday. How are we?
Morning.
Doing fantastic.
Good. Yeah.
Creva, you had a coffee first up this morning, which is something you don't usually do. Bad sleep last night.
No, I just didn't. I just didn't have one at home. And then I was like, you know what? I do feel like one when I got here. Interesting story, though, guys. You know, I sell little random bits and pieces on the internet.
Yeah.
So I sold this vintage...
I love how he plays it down. This is like a big cash business.
No, it's like this vintage 90s photo album. And I was like, what does somebody want with that? So it's actually going to be on a new Amazon TV show.
Oh!
Oh, wow. Price goes up instantly.
No. I kept it the same, but it was so interesting because I was like, the dress is like Fox Studios. I was like, what's that? Do you mind if I ask what it's for? It's apparently the show is called Lost Flowers or something. It's a new show coming to Amazon.
Wow.
And they needed like certain vintage stuff.
That tracked you down.
Wow. Yeah, so I don't know if this is going to be like a major thing. Will they be flipping through it in a scene or is it just like set dressing in the background?
How did you first acquire this?
Oh, I would have bought it with other books because it was like, it had nothing in it. So I was like, oh, somebody might want to put photos and you can't buy this sort of stuff anymore. But quite interesting. It's going to end up on a show. It's
pretty cool. I kind of want to watch it now just for the pure fact of something.
I would have tried and spot it.
How much did you sell it for?
$28.
Oh, man, you could have gone... You could have gone higher.
For an old photo album from the 90s, I think I paid 50 cents for it. It's a good return on investment.
That is a decent markup, my friend.
Yeah, let me get the calculator up. How many percent is that?
I was pretty happy with it.
Oh, wow. But, how exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. Interesting. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, guys, Lads versus Lasses is up next.
Career. That's right. And a great prize today. What we're saying, these are like the ultimate brie cake, right? These look so delicious. It includes all the great fruits and like cold cuts and stuff like that on top of it. And it's all piled up beautifully in a fantastic like display. This is all thanks to Mint Grazing Styling Canapes. Make your picnic stand out with this delicious centerpiece. Rated 5 stars by locals. Find them on socials or pick up from Hunter Street. Let's get involved. 13, 10 and 9. We need one guy and one girl.
Lasses still leading 72.
The way we intended.
Coming back 68. Kicking off your day right now, Usher, a new FM. Love this song. 6:08. Good morning.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, and we are still looking for a lad. If you're a guy and you want to play for this ultimate, we're calling it a brie cake. This is so delicious. It's luxe, all thanks to Mint Grazing and Styling. It's got like a beautiful, huge wheel of brie, all of the fresh fruit cut on top of it, like other cheeses, meats. It looks so good.
Yeah, it's valued at $129, which is great.
Very Instagrammable. I don't know if that appeals to the blokes or not, but very Instagrammable.
You like to post fancy food that you make on Instagram.
I do.
You love gloating.
Well, I do. Well, actually, speaking of that, though, there's actually stuff in the fridge that I brought today that I haven't told you about.
I'm on a diet, Meg.
This is the thing. I made them with that in mind.
Oh, you are too good.
Yeah, see?
I want to know now. Let's go to our last first up. It's Lisa calling from Maitland. She's a disability support worker, and she reckons all disability support workers should have a big sesh at the end of the year. Wild stuff. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, now tell me, what do you think would happen at a disability support worker Christmas party?
Oh, what happens at a disability support party stays at the disability support party.
I think we need to be a fly on the wall at this.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, send me an invite. All right, let's go. Question number one for you, Lisa. What does the brand Easy Mix make?
Food. No.
concrete tools and equipment. Question number two, Lisa. What flavour of sauce is HP sauce?
Oh, it's like a Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, no.
No, really? We can't take that. It's barbecue.
Oh,
I feel like it's Worcester sauce and barbecue sauce
probably
put together.
A mix of Worcester or both.
It's, no, it's barbecue.
Nah, no point. Sorry, Dale. Question number three. What is the brand Scania known for making?
Oh.
You've seen these on the roads all the time.
Yeah, cars.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
trucks.
Yeah.
It's trucks. One point. All right, now, we still need a lad on 13, 10, or 9.
We had a Jim and a Sean both got cut off, so if either of them want to call back, you've got
what's
like
the time frame? 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
No, Meg, we're going 45 today. Sorry, no. All right,
okay,
hold the line,
let's
Lisa.
See if we've got either of those.
New FM, what's your name?
Trent.
Trent, good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, good. You reckon you can beat 1 point?
I hope so.
Hopefully, with these questions, you might be able to. All right, let's get into this. Question one. True or false, on average, women's hair is half the diameter of men's hair?
False.
No, it's true.
Who knew that? That's interesting.
What beauty product do you need to apply to attach magnetic lashes?
Some type of glue, I reckon.
No, it's magnetic eyeliner. All right, need this one to stay in it.
Who knew that was a thing?
Fascinating.
Okay, question three. Which singer has joined the coaching panel for the latest season of The Voice US?
You got me on that one.
It's Ariana Grande.
Lasses win.
Yes.
Sorry, Trent.
There you go.
Well done, Lisa.
You win. You win, Lisa. Congratulations.
You take the brie cake to the Disability Support Workers Party, I think.
Oh, I
might. Enjoy your day, Lisa. I love your energy at this part of the morning.
Lisa's a loose unit, I think, is what I'm gathering from this whole situation.
Hey, guys, coming up next, are we Eminem fans?
I am.
Yeah?
From my high school days, yes.
You are? Yeah. You've gone off him in your later years?
He's a bit too angry for my liking.
He's very angry, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't think he's made a good album in a while.
Mm.
Well, guys, this is going to soften your image, in particular with you, Meg. You will not believe the new business venture that Eminem's involved in.
Okay.
He's opened up a shop, and it's, like, totally unexpected. I'm going to tell you what it is in minutes at New FM. 6:17.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
Tones and I fly away at 105.3 New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 22, the top in the valley today. It's 11 degrees right now. Oh, yes, I'll Slim Shady. It's been a while since we've heard from him, musically anyway.
Mm.
Now, he brings out new music, but it doesn't really get the big airplay, you know?
Yeah, the album seems to go to number one on the ARIA chart and then just disappears the next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been paying attention. Yeah. When was his last album? It's been like a couple of years at least.
2019?
All I know from Eminem lately is he's been, like, he has a massive feud with Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
These guys just constantly argue on Twitter. Anyway, look, he's moved away from the rap scene and decided that he can make some cash in the hospitality industry. This is so shocking for him. He's opening up in Detroit a spaghetti restaurant. It's called Mum's Spaghetti.
Of course it is.
I wonder why.
Oh, of course. Well, that was the restaurant in 8 Mile, right?
No, it's just because it's the lyric in his song.
That's all it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is, in Lose Yourself.
Well, it was mentioned in the movie.
Was it?
Right? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it was a fake restaurant in there. Anyway, I've got the ad from TV, local Detroit television.
This
is great.
Brilliant.
Mum's Spaghetti, owned by Eminem.
Get your sweaters ready, Detroit. Mum's Spaghetti is coming to 2131 Woodward Avenue. Want some road pasta after the game?
Got that.
Meatballs?
You know we got that.
What about the sketty sandwich? Mom's got that too. Get ready to get some Mom's Spaghetti, Detroit. Opening in the alley next to Union Assembly this September. 313-888-8388. Mom's spaghetti. It's already ready.
I love this.
Oh, he went all out on the production for the ad, didn't he?
Why is he not in the ad if he's trying to make some money?
He's not doing the voiceover. If you watch the ad, he is in the ad at the end.
Oh, okay, really?
You do see him. This is just so bad for his image, though. You know what I mean? There's nothing like a spaghetti restaurant to soften your image.
Is he running out of money that quickly?
I don't think he's got to open
this up.
No.
How much is he charging for spaghetti? Do we know?
Yeah, so I've got the menu. They don't have much on the menu. Like, do something well and that's it, right? Yep. Mum's spaghetti selling for $5 with meatballs. Meatballs and spaghetti, it's $10. And a sketty sandwich is going for $5. Now, these do look delicious.
That looks pretty good quality, does it?
Really good.
See, now...
it's classic spaghetti.
This is so interesting. I feel like... well, maybe he's seen what 50 Cent did with vitamin water and thought, look, there's money in food and drink. But I don't know that a spaghetti restaurant with $5 sandwiches has the same profit margin.
But you're not going there for that. You're going there just to say, I went to M&M's restaurant.
You're probably right.
It's like going to a Heston Blumenthal restaurant. You're not going there for the food. You're going there, I went there.
Well, I had a look into, like, other famous people that, like, have side hustles.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Chris Brown, get this, did you know that he owns 14 Burger King franchises in the US?
I mean, that makes a lot more sense. I feel like those kind of franchises are like a solid business. You just put your investment in, someone's running it for you, right?
Mark Wahlberg, famous burger chain, which is coming to Australia, actually. Yeah. And also, I did discover that Hailey Bieber opening up a restaurant as well.
Oh, God.
So, interesting stuff there.
So, here's another one, just while we're on rappers doing food. Do you guys know Wiz Khalifa?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's got like...
he's a pothouse, right?
he's doing a delivery-only restaurant, which is like a sort of munchie-style menu, sort of hot wings and that kind of stuff.
Wasn't far off.
It's called Hot Box. I don't know where they got that name from, but...
yeah, that's strange, isn't it? I wonder.
If you want to have a look at it, hotboxbywizkhalifa.com.
I say bring one to Newcastle.
Yeah.
This is like M&M selling spaghetti. I don't think it would cost a lot to get this business off the ground, right?
No.
You're selling 3 items on your menu.
All you need is a couple of like stainless steel boilers and a few bag of pasta from Woolies.
Just test it out at one of his shows. You know how they always have like the food things where you get chips and whatnot? Have it there. Just see how it goes there. And if it goes well, release it.
Then go to Detroit.
Yeah.
Meg, if you're under any illusion that concert promoters will allow $3 spaghetti getting sold at the food stall, you're very mistaken.
Too cheap.
But the thing is, though, they can up the price. Anything at a gig is overpriced anyway.
Doesn't it just go? Remember Kanye released his range of food at his concert, and we spoke about this a few weeks ago.
Right.
And he was like charging $30 a toasty.
People would pay it. That's the sad thing.
What a complete difference these two. And I mean, I would say Eminem's probably more famous.
Mm. Yeah, you're probably right. World
Kanye
over.
Kanye thinks he is, but...
yeah, Eminem is. Guys, checking in with the newsroom next at New FM 627. Good morning.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
So I was talking to my friend who does a lot of work on farms, sort of fixing fences, doing mowing, that sort of thing, on all different farms around the region. And he was saying that he needed a quad bike for some time to pull like some of his equipment around. And he was at one of the farms he worked at, and he saw this like dusty quad bike in the corner. It looked like quite a good one, but it was very sort of like it hadn't been used for ages.
Yeah.
So he talked to the farm owner and he said, what's the deal with that quad bike? And the owner said, look, I don't know what's wrong with it, but if you can get it going, just take it. You can have it. And he was like, oh, okay. But he sort of like felt a bit like, I don't know, guilty to take something worth thousands of dollars, essentially.
So they're worth over like $5,000.
Yeah, exactly right.
Not
so
cheap.
He took it, he loaded up on his ute and he took it to like a mechanic he knows. $200 worth of parts. She's up and running. He's got like a $3,000 quad bike. And he's like, he's telling me this story and he goes, do I need to tell him how cheap it was to fix? Like, do I need to give him some cash for this? Because, or do some work or something in exchange? Because thousands of dollars.
I'd feel obliged to say something just to brag on how cheap it was to fix.
Not to brag.
But that's how I would be. That's how I would be. But at the same time, I'd probably offer them something.
You know what? This is where the beer economy comes into work, right? So, I mean, you give him a case of beer, it all is forgiven. It really is. Like, if I gave somebody a quad bike, it's a very unique situation.
No, it is a unique situation.
And it was fixed for $200. The minimum is a case of beer.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the debate. 13-10-09, should my friend give this guy something or is he in the clear?
What do you think?
I think he's in the clear. I think I think if he said if you can get it going, it's yours. It's yours, even though it was so cheap, and it's an awesome quad bike. Like it is, it's a premium quality one.
Just get him a nice present, anyway.
13-10-09. Everyone that gets on the air goes into the draw for our prize of the week, which is a beautiful stainless steel barbecue with a wok burner and everything. All we need here is your opinion.
If you win it, don't give the barbecue to your mate.
13-10-09. Jump on the phones.
All right, we'll do it after Dean Lewis. Be all right at New FM 6:37. Good morning. Dean Lewis and New FM. Some showers about this afternoon. There's a front coming through, apparently. Windy and rainy for the next couple of days, guys. This is New FM. 13-10-09, we're asking, should Crevo's mate pay the owner of the quad that he acquired, got fixed for $200, and now isn't giving him anything?
Yeah, so he's telling me this story. He said it was so simple to fix. He just took it down to this mechanic mate that he knew.
Yeah.
They put like a few parts on it, small parts, and she's up and running. Now, I will add this to the story. My friend is only recently gone out on his own for his own business. So he's really like, you know, scrapping it together at the moment. Like, he used to work for this other person for years, a lot of experience. When you go out on your own, getting your tools and everything together, very expensive process. So, you know, got to save a dollar where you can.
You don't want to get your clients offside, though.
That is a good
starting point. A brand new business.
That is a good point.
There's a dollar, saving a dollar, Crevo, and saving $1,000. Very different.
He's very happy with it. It's a good quote.
Sure he is. Buy the bloke a bloody nice bottle of scotch or something.
Okay, well, this is the debate. Should he have to pay anything for it?
Let's go to Sean. Do you think he should give the original owner of the quad some cash or a gift or something? What do you reckon?
No, I reckon do as a deal, but I think, like, you know, 4 or 5 cartons would be probably it.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
You can't have it both ways, Shawnee, you know.
Like, 4 cartons, what is that? About $300.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I reckon a gift to the cost that it was to him to get it fixed.
Right, to the repair cost.
Yeah, All right. 5 cases of beer for, like, a month.
Yeah. Yeah, reasonable. Okay, there's one opinion.
Thanks,
all right,
Johnny.
Let's go to Robbie up next. Jack, how you doing?
Hey, good.
That's the way. So tell us, do you think my friend should pay something for this or a deal's a deal?
Well, I'm a big firm believer. Be good to others and good things will happen to you. So I feel that he should.
Okay.
I had a mate give me a motorbike and he didn't know what was wrong with it. And I gave him a carton of beer. And I found out that it was actually a really big problem, like the engine had blown. So he's done the right thing. He's gone and got it checked. $200. It's worth a few cartons at least.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Jack, so in your situation, you lost out.
Yeah, I know. But he's still a friend of mine at least.
Yeah. That's
and you remain good. Friends, right? You keep the friendship.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jack. Robbie, hey, how are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
Yeah, going well. What do you think about this, Robbie? Should Crevo's mate be giving this guy at least a couple of cases?
First, Crevo, you said he shouldn't, didn't you?
That's what I think, yeah. I think a deal's a deal.
Well, this is for you, Crevo.
Is that the shame bell, Robbie? I can't tell.
Yeah, mate.
All right, well, I think I...
How did you acquire this shame bell, Robbie? Ours is missing from the studio. Have you taken it?
Well, I'm not telling you that, but if you ever want it back, you can pay me some money.
I see
how this works. Right. What happened to a friendship that you were sprouting so dearly like 30 seconds ago?
I think that, like I said at the start, beer economy, guys, yeah. It fixes everything.
I feel like the cost is literally beer in this situation.
Maybe. We're going to head over to New Zealand next. Everyone loves a good celebrity sighting. We haven't had many lately because we can't go anywhere. Mm. When you see very, like, stuffy security guards, you think, who are they protecting? Like, is it someone really, really, really important? Two ladies have spotted these really serious-looking security guards in Wellington in New Zealand, thinking there's like a superstar celebrity or scribe.
He's big
maybe.
In New Zealand.
Savage. Turns out not the case, and they absolutely lost their minds when they found out who it was. And it's not who you'd think. I'll tell you who it is next.
Not Savage.
No, it's not Savage. No,
okay. Not Scribe.
Not Scribe.
Not Stan Walker.
Okay, thank you. 6:44, good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Welcome to Wednesday with the Novos. Maddie, Meg and Crevo at New FM 6:52. And Meg, we're going over to the land of sheep right now.
Yes, we are. It's been a long time since we've had any types of celebrity sightings. We don't really get many here in Newcastle, I've noticed.
Be honest, Meg. Yesterday, yeah. Tell Crevo how those kids come up to you and said, Oh my God,
yes. Well, that wasn't my celebrity sighting. That was their celebrity sighting.
That's what I mean. You're the celebrity. Yeah.
No, joking. You made yourself a jacket. It's covered in tickets. What's that?
But the thing is, I haven't seen anyone decent for a while, especially around Newcastle. But when it comes to these gals, they were in New Zealand in Wellington Waterfront. They were sitting in their car and they've just seen two really serious-looking security guards. And they're on the waterfront and they're walking like in front of this couple. And the couple think, you know, the people in the car are like, oh, they must be, you know, reasonably important, but we don't know who they are. And then they've worked out it's Jacinta Ardern.
The Prime Minister
of New Zealand, and their reaction is absolutely priceless.
So who are these security uncles out here looking after these two people?
Uncles.
Is it Jacinta? It's Jacinta!
Hey, are we watching the hyenas on the Lion King right now? Like...
Who reacts like that for the Prime Minister of their country?
She's such a big celebrity over there. She's transcended just being a politician, I feel.
See, I do love her. I think she's great. But if I saw ScoMo walking along Nobby's Beach, it wouldn't be that kind of reaction.
It's not a giggle fest.
No.
And you can tell that it's like the level of security guard is more important because they've got the little earpiece with the curly wire down to the shoulder. Like, what? Where does that wire even go? That's what I want to know.
What I was thinking as well, because the two security guards are walking in front, right? And then Jacinta and her, I'm assuming her partner, are walking behind. Wouldn't you think there'd be one security guard in front, one behind?
Yeah, that's really bad.
A little bit strange. But I suppose they're walking along the waterfront in Wellington. Like, it's not a big crime.
Her husband is, like, a celebrity as well.
Yeah.
So he hosts some fishing show on the Discovery Channel, which airs over in the States. So
but
they're like a big celeb couple.
Didn't that only start since he got with her?
No, I think it was prior.
See, I thought, like, he got that show because of his position. Like,
she might have pumped him up a little bit, going, just give him the job.
Fishing with the Prime Minister's wife. Like, that's a husband. That's what I thought it was, like, the situation was.
What celebrity would you need to see to have that kind of reaction?
Oh, wow.
Like, if you just saw them in Newcastle.
Question. I reckon maybe, like, Ariana Grande.
That sort of level?
Like, yeah. Okay. What about you guys?
Oh, tough one. To have that, like, that response to me is a level of laughter of, like, shock. So, for me, it would be somebody totally out of place, I think, would almost be someone that's never in a million years would that person be here.
I'm changing mine. Ari, see you later. If Ray Maher, who plays Alf Stewart on Home and Away, walked past my car, that's exactly how I'd react.
See, for me...
Flaming bloody crows, it's Alf Stewart!
Is that who I think it is? That's the sort of reaction. It's not even a celeb you would find that you really like.
Yeah.
It's just unexpected. For me, maybe someone like Boris Johnson. Not somebody I'm into, but somebody I think would never visit Newcastle in a million years. Is that Boris Johnson?
See, I'd probably just go like a Hemsworth, because you know they're in Australia, but you don't expect to see them.
Do you know, the last time I witnessed something like that, I was living in Darwin.
Yeah. Mm.
And Prince Charles flew in to do, like, a visit. The poor guy, it's like 35 degree, like, humid heat. And there he is in his suit.
Great.
Flushed out face. And people were carrying on, like, crazy people with
really
him. Yeah, down at the Cenotaph. Went down there and got a glimpse.
Something to do with royals, people lose their minds.
Yeah,
that's so true.
She's and on apparently that, politicians.
Well, she's on that level in New Zealand. Yeah, now.
I think she could be a prime minister for a long time there.
Yeah, that's she can dangerous. Come and be our prime minister. That'd be fine. Just saying.
Bit of a fangirl.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
Oh, good. Look, that's why you relate to that story.
Probably. Yeah. I don't think I'd have that kind of reaction to seeing Auntie Cindy.
Auntie Cindy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thank you, man. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're playing Birthday Lotto today, guys. This is massive. $1,450. Stay tuned for that. Plus, checking in with the newsroom next. New FM, good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Hey, Crevo, Meg, at the end of the year, I know I keep going on about it, but I'm going on holidays, which Yay. Is exciting. But, of course, I do have my little cat at the moment. And my housemate, Lizzie, she's originally from Perth, so I think she might be going like home for Christmas if she can get over the border. And I don't really want to pay to put the cat into a cattery because it's, like, more expensive than the rent I pay to live in my apartment. So, like you do, you fall back on your family. I gave Mum and my sister a call a few weeks ago. Hey, this might happen. Can you come up to Nui and look after my cat for a bit? Yeah, at the time. Happy to. Now, in the last few weeks, both of them have just fallen off the perch. And
so they've pulled the pin on you.
Pulled the pin on me. Anyway, Mum's obviously felt bad. So, she's hit up my brother to come and look after
my house. Yeah.
Now, my brother, his name is Christian. He's definitely not a Christian. Let's just say he's a little bit, he's a loose unit. I'm not going to lie.
Is he younger than you?
He's my younger brother, yeah. Right. So he's like 25, but look,
he's just living a young bloke's life. Yeah?
He's a bit of a lad. You know what I mean? Okay. And I don't like his friends. I never have. They smoke inside. They drink. They play, listen to me, they play loud rap music.
All right, old man.
I don't know if I trust him to do it. Anyway, I got a message. I didn't even think of him as an option. Mum's obviously gone to him and said, why don't you go and look after Matt's apartment? So she can get him out of the house, of course.
All right, she's sick of the rap music and the smoking inside as well.
So I get this message from him yesterday. Matt, Mum said you want me to look after your house. I will, but not if I'm going to be restricted to one person. It's still ages away. I'm not saying I would bring more than one, but if I wanted to bring a couple, then I should be able to. You either trust me I'm going to respect your house, which I would. Do you really think I'm going to let ruin your house? I'd be a dog to let anyone do such a thing. So he's obviously, you know...
You haven't even approached him yet for this.
I haven't even approached him. I'm like, Mum, can you just shut your mouth? Like, stop causing trouble. Now, I'm like, I feel bad because I know that I should let him look after the apartment. But on the other hand, I read stuff like that. I don't want his two dropkick friends hanging out in my lounge room.
Playing loud music.
Get off my lounge.
Annoying your neighbours.
Like playing Cursor and...
360.
Snoop Dogg.
And you've got...
Tupac.
And of course...
I'm so white.
The whitest rappers ever. I mean, and then there's the cat. Is he going to take good care of the cat?
That's the thing as well. That's, you know, the major part of this. But 13:10:09 this morning, should I let my brother house sit for me? What do you think? Am I going to be a bad brother for saying no? Like, I don't trust you. Or should I just take the gamble? What are your thoughts?
It's a tough one. If I had to pick, I'd say put the cat in a cattery.
It sounds like as well, you take a lot of pride in your apartment.
A lot.
A lot of pride.
It's beautiful all the time.
Imagine coming back to it and it's just dodgy looking. I don't know. I don't think you would handle that very well.
No. I don't think I would either.
No.
All right, we'll take your calls after the Biebs. This is Hold On and UFM, 7:09. Good morning. I will be there for you. Justin Bieber, Hold On at New FM. It's 7:12 with the Novos. Maddie, Meg and Crevo, 13:10:09 this morning. I'm asking you, should I let my brother house sit for me when I'm away?
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover.
I love my brother. His name is Christian. He's a great kid. He's like a few years younger than me. He's, I think, like 27. Anyway, he has offered to look after my house and my cat whilst I'm away at the end of the year. I just don't know if I can let go and trust him because he wants to bring a couple of mates and his mates are absolute dropkicks. Leave your TNs at the door.
Do they also have the bum bags around
their
middle?
Yes, yes. And they just like... They all carry these, like, tiny little UE booms attached to their bum bags and they just play rap music. And, like, I'm not opposed to rap music sometimes, but, like, some of the stuff they play is very explicit.
Are these the type of guys who play them on the train?
Yes.
So everyone else has to listen to their poor music choices?
I don't want them smoking in my apartment as well. Like, I really do take pride in
keeping
it nice.
The door was open, Maddie. The door was open.
Mm.
It's still smoking
inside. But if
the door
was open, the cat can get out.
Well, that's true.
So, see, the thing is, right, I'm really putting my relationship with my neighbours who I don't really know at risk. Because, no, but you just don't want to put them offside. I've been really good, like, with music and respecting neighbours. Like, I've really
kept things good.
Yeah, no complaints ever.
And
so,
well, also,
I don't want to ruin it.
But you've got your relationship with your brother as well to
consider.
Which
I don't want to, like, damage.
Because
we've built up the relationship. We've had a sketchy relationship over the years. So I'm like, oh, this is like an olive branch in a way.
At the same time, you never actually asked him to do this in the first place. He kind of got thrown into it. Maybe you could just go like, yeah, I've actually found someone who's already in Newcastle to do it. Because he's in Sydney, yeah?
Do you want to move in, Meg?
I don't think the cats and the birds would get on.
No, they would not like
it. Bad combo.
Whatsoever.
Let's go to the phones. Katie, how are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. Now tell us, do you think Maddie should allow his brother into the fold, if you will, to take care of this beautiful apartment he's got?
Look, personally, I'd say red hot no. Red flags everywhere. No, no, no. Although, if you're stuck... maybe you could just say that during COVID you've been very OCD about things. You've had cameras installed because you want to check on your cat throughout the day because you're a busy man. And just to be prepared that you will be checking those cameras and maybe even install the cameras if you're a bit concerned.
Good advice, Katie. But see, my brother's the type of guy that would see the camera, rip it out and then stomp on it.
Well, there's your answer, Maddie. It's a no. Big no.
Hey, good perspective.
Yeah.
From a calm and reasoned listener.
Yes.
I like it.
Let's go to Sharon from Toronto. Hello.
No, no, no. Red flags everywhere. I agree with the lady before. Dead set. The cameras wouldn't even work because I bet you they run around in those red shoes too.
It's the Nike TNs, yep.
Yes, I hate them. Okay, I'm putting it to you. Me and my bird, we'll come and hang out and have a sea change from the lake to the sea.
Yep. All right.
There you go.
Well, that's a very kind offer, Sharon.
I definitely would not let the brother in. No, no, no.
Are you happy to pay the rent whilst I'm away as well?
Oh, no, come on. I'll have to pay the rent at my house, so you have to pay your rent.
Thank you.
I'll just look after your cat.
Oh, thanks, doll. That's very sweet. Thank you. Well, there you go, guys.
Newcastle wants to help you out here.
I had another call from a listener as well, Rob. She was like, oh, I'll look after your cat as well.
So 100% of people want to look after your cat, but also don't want your brother in your apartment. Take that.
At least they're giving you solutions.
Absolutely.
Take from that you will, Maddie. Up next, guys, Beat the Meat. This is, of course, our Beat the Bomb style game we play every week. If you want to win yourself a big old pile of sausages, this is your chance. I mean, the next next week, the weather's not been great, but recently it has been beautiful barbecue weather. I had the Weber cranking just last weekend. It's awesome, right?
Yeah.
13.10.09, we need a competitor for this. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. 13.10.09, if you want to beat the meat with us.
All right, we'll check the roads right now at New FM 716. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Yeah, there he is, Eminem. Now spaghetti shop opener. This owner. This is New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 724. Let's beat the meat, guys.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for something. You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, this is Newcastle's biggest meat competition. It's just amazing. It's a bit like Beat the Bomb, but heaps better because instead of, like, other things that you win, it is, of course, sausages, one of the greatest foods in the world. And it's time to meet our contestant.
Hey, we are going to Harrison. Hey.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. How are you all?
Yeah, going well,
doing really
mate.
Well. What's on for your Wednesday?
Oh, well, I've just finished night duty and I'll go home for a sleep and I'm going to go visit a new apartment in Newcastle to hopefully get.
Oh, nice fancy. One. Tell us about that. Are you moving in with somebody or just by yourself?
No, moving out of my parents' place, so it'll be my first apartment all by myself, so I'm very keen for it.
Oh, bachelor pad.
That's it.
Coming out of lockdown in a bachelor pad.
How old are you, Harrison?
23.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah, you're living the good life coming up.
I'm very excited for it.
Man, wait until it hits, like, summer hits and you're in town, everything's open. You'll bloody love it.
Do you work in town?
Yeah, at the Ridges, Newcastle.
Ah, very close.
Shout out to the Ridges.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this, mate. You know how this works. Remember to yell out stop before the sausages explode. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
One sausage, three sausages, four sausages, eight sausages, 12 sausages, 37 sausages.
Stop.
Hey, well done, Harrison.
Oh, mate, once lockdown finishes, big barbecue at your new apartment.
Love it.
How good is your life?
So keen for it all.
I love it, mate. Congratulations and thank you to Singos for that, guys. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next, New FM 726. Good morning.
The Novos. When you wake up on New FM. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
The countdown to getting out of lockdown is on, what, 10 days? A week and a half?
Yeah. I mean, it feels longer, though.
It feels longer because it's like waiting for Christmas. It's just, every night you can't go to sleep because you're waiting for it to finally end. But the thing, how long have we been in lockdown for now? 2-3 months?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've lost track of time.
Losing track.
I think we've all just become so desensitized that we're in lockdown. You kind of just forget.
Yeah, you're just numb to the whole situation.
I don't know about you guys, but after this is over, I'm going to be the most social person of all time. I'm coming out of the cave.
I'm the queen of antisocial, and I do not plan on spending any time at home whatsoever.
Yeah.
I still can't wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
But the thing is, normally what we were doing during lockdown is finding anything to pass the time because we watched everything like known to mankind on Netflix.
So yeah, there was finished Netflix.
Pretty much finished Netflix.
There's
they kept
an
putting they kept putting new content on. It was out the door. But there are certain things, though, that you just would refuse to do in lockdown. For me in particular, I have a cake cupboard that's got all my cake decorating supplies and everything. I haven't. It's a bomb site. I shove everything back in there. I don't organise anything. And I said during lockdown, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to clean the cake cupboard, like scrub it all out, organise everything, label everything.
How filthy is it?
It's lots of stuff piled up. It's not dirty. It's just everything's been shoved in there.
Disorganized, yeah.
Like, there's just, like, the...
How big is this cupboard?
It's like a bookcase kind of...
Oh, like a full wardrobe.
Half wardrobe.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
It's just shocker. And I said to myself, I'm going to organise this throughout lockdown, and I did not do it.
Well, we're still in it, so there's still time, Meg.
No, there's not. I'm preparing for out of lockdown. So what we're going to do next is go around and just see what...
You said you were going to do.
What you said you were going to do.
But haven't done. I've got a whole list.
We'll do it after Mimi Webb. This chick's out of the UK. Loving her. Good Without, a new FM 737. Good morning. Mimi Webb, Good Without. This is New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Welcome, 7:40. Enjoy the weather today because it's going to go a bit rainy this afternoon. 23 the top on the coast, Meg.
Yeah, we're talking the things that you just did not get around to doing in lockdown. We've had a lot of time at home, a lot of time pretty much doing nothing. And there was that one thing or maybe a list of things that you said, yes, I'm going to get that done. I've got all the time in the world. And you found ways to just put it off constantly. I've got a giant cake cupboard just filled with cake decorating supplies. It is atrocious. So messy.
Would you say there's more than 100 items in there?
Oh, easy. Easy. There's like cake trays, and then you've got all the molds and the piping bags, piping tips, everything, and it's just all shoved in there. Because once I finish cooking, I can't be bothered putting it away properly.
How much have you spent on cake stuff over the years?
This is the thing, though. I got a lot of it quite cheaply because they were going out of business. So I stocked up.
Sucks for them. Great for you.
Yes.
Amazing. I had a very ambitious list of things I was going to, like, get done. Stuff around the house that you would never, like, you just put off. So, like, the bit at the side of the house between, like, the neighbor's fence and your fence, like a little alleyway.
It's usually like your electricity box there.
Exactly.
Maybe like a wheelie bin or two.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Always, there's a stretch of it at my place has like dirt. The weeds get out of control in there. Always meaning to weed it, never getting around to it because you can't really see it unless you go around there. Mm. So it just goes back of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Still back of mind.
And no one's really looking at that anyway.
Exactly. So I said I was going to do it, didn't do it. Same with behind the garage. Never really go back there. I'm sure it's like a jungle. Supposed to weed it, didn't do it.
See, I'm feeling really bad, and Maddie hasn't chimed in at all.
Well, Maddie keeps his apartment impeccable, yeah.
So do you know what mine is, right? So every weekend I try and do a big spring clean. My wardrobe is absolutely horrific, let me tell you. And I wonder where all of my clothes go. Like, you might notice I wear, like, the same three or four shirts all the time. It's because I've lost them all. I don't know where they are. But when I do a clean-up of my room, I try and tidy the closet. And when there's stuff on the ground, I just pick it up. With the intention of washing it, like drying it, hanging
folding
it up on the
putting
hangers.
It away.
I have so many empty hangers, let me tell you. Anyway, I just like throw them in the tub next to the laundry. And
yeah.
I kid you not, I'll take a picture of this, guys. It's at least a metre high of washing. Like,
that's a clothing pyramid.
It is a pyramid. And it's they probably don't even need washing. I'm saving water. I'm looking at it.
Whatever excuse you want to give yourself. The other
lazy.
The other one I need to do is my tool cabinet. Oh, my God. What a mess that thing is. I need to pull everything out and put it all back. Once again, hundreds of items.
Mm, how big is the tool cabinet?
Taller than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's full of tools and I just need to reorganize it all and I just keep throwing stuff in. Terrible.
See, with that as well, do you need to clean the tools though?
No.
Okay.
No. What are you cleaning? A screwdriver?
If I do a full tidy of something, I wipe everything down as well with disinfectant wipes. Just to make sure everything is nice and clean.
See, all right, I've made some observations here. Crevo, just knowing you for the time I have, you like a list, and you are a bit of an organised mess.
Yeah.
Do you think that's accurate?
Organised chaos. That's what I thrive on.
I think, that's definitely you. Mm. Meg, I think you're hoarding too much cake stuff. Right? I think you might be a bit of a hoarder.
Stop bringing in things for you guys.
Guys, checking in with Birthday Lotto up next, which is great.
Yeah, that's right. $1,450 up for grabs. This is, of course, the easiest way to win money in Newcastle. Spinning the wheel now as we find out which month we're after, and it is December.
Ooh, if you want to play, 131009, we'll check your roads right now. A new FM, good morning.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, the bigger this gets, the more lines that the ring, like that ring continuously. People want to get this. Obviously, $1,450. All you need is a birthday to play. December babies is what we're after right now.
That's right. Let's go to Kayla. She's tried, get this, guys, 20 or 30 times to get through this morning. Oh. From Raymond Terrace, disability support worker. Three girls, 5, 3, and 1. Good morning, Kayla. Hello. Hello, oh, Kayla.
No. Oh, no.
Yes,
oh, no,
yes. Oh,
hey. You're giving me a heart attack, Kayla.
No, I'm here.
You're good, good, good. How are you going with school holidays?
Not too bad. I'm still working, so husband's at home with the kids, so it's okay.
That's good. He's the one going inside.
That's right.
Hey, Kayla, you said you tried 20 or 30 times. Do you have our number just, like, programmed into your phone?
No, I didn't, but I just kept ringing over and over.
I love it. I love the commitment.
Yeah, well, it's paid off. Hopefully paid off.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. I mean, you got to chat to us. That's a good start.
That's right.
But we've got to draw the right number out. That's the thing.
Okay, a ball has gone down the chute.
Kayla, were you born on the 16th of December?
Oh, no. Oh. I was on the 8th.
Oh.
Damn.
We need to divide that by 2.
This needs to go off soon. Wow. Hey, sorry, Kayla. Thank you for calling
us so many times, though.
Try again soon.
That's all right.
Thank you. Guys, playing again before 9 o'clock this morning. Wow, it's getting competitive now, isn't it?
I know. People are sending their screenshots in of how many times they've tried calling. Like, that's how committed you are. You've got to be on this all the time. You've got to be listening to New FM all the time because birthday lotto can happen whenever.
Yeah, playing right across your workday as well, guys. Checking in with the newsroom next at New FM, 7:56. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
We get to talk to a wide variety of people on this show, I've learned over the last few weeks, mainly disability support workers, a couple of truckies, but yesterday you guys introduced me to a lovely character named Greg the Scrappy. I've never spoken to him before, but apparently he's called through a couple of times before.
We've had a sketchy relationship with Greg the Scrappy because a couple of times he's dropped a swear word or two on the air. So
he's done a swear.
He was very good yesterday. He was very well behaved, but this is what happened yesterday. We're talking about Hungry Jack's and their fried chicken, and he got involved, and I love his accent. It's a very, very particular accent known for Newcastle, I think.
Let's hear it.
You're a big fried chicken eater now. What's your situation?
Oh, I used to be when I was first driving around in my car at my old Alden.
Yeah.
And pull into the Chucky Fried and go, yeah, Chucky Fried.
Yeah. Get amongst it. Greg the Scrappy.
Now, what we're talking about is bogan accents. I love a bogan accent. I grew up in Bolton Point. There are a lot of bogans around there. Shout out to Bolton Point. Boldo people, as we used to call them.
You know what? Some people get offended by the term bogan.
It's not.
I think
people should embrace it.
Yes.
I think it's great. Like, and it's a part of our, like, national character.
Yeah, it's woven into the culture of Australia. It creates interest.
Mm.
Without characters, you have a boring place. That's what I say.
If you go to the pub and you don't hear a bogan accent while you're there, it's a little bit disappointing.
All right, around the team, let's hear yours, Meg.
There you go, mate.
Hiya.
Hiya, how are you?
Hiya, mate. What are you up to, mate?
Your words have to slur together to a degree.
You're not getting away.
Hey, how's it going, mate?
Not too bad. You're like still a classy bogan.
Whatever.
Dirty, bro.
We want to hear your bogan accents on 13709. This is going to be amazing. We actually have a really cool prize up for grabs this week. Every caller who gets through or goes in the draw to win a 2-burner stainless steel barbecue worth about $300.
Are you telling me, Meg, that all people have to do is ring the show and put on a bogan accent and they could win that barbecue?
That is exactly right,
mate.
That
sounds easy to me.
Hey,
mate.
Yeah, mate.
Easy as.
All right, 13109, call New FN now, eh? 7 past 8, Bruno Mars. Marry you. Good morning.
Bruno Mars, Marry You and UFM. Welcome to Wednesday, 11 past 8, 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you for your best Bogan accents.
Yeah, yesterday I got introduced to Greg. Greg the Scrappy, one of the first times I've ever got to speak to him on this show. I was very excited because it was bit Bogan Central.
Let's hear it again. Greg was one of my all-time favourite callers from my entire career. I think he takes the cake. We're talking about KFC and how he eats it yesterday.
You're a big fried chicken eater now. What's your situation?
Oh, I used to be when I was first driving around in my car, me old Alden.
Yeah.
And pull into the Chucky Fried and go, yeah, Chucky Fried.
Get amongst it. Greg the Scrappy.
Just reminds me of sitting at Toronto Pub. That's all it reminds me of.
I've never heard somebody call it Tucky Fried.
Yeah, mate. Yeah,
let's do it. Tucky Fried.
Yeah. That's like Bogan accent right now. I'll do it now, all right?
All right, let's do it. Line one, let's go to Matt. Hey.
Matt, how you doing?
Oh, no.
Matty's gone. Joel, up next. Hey, Joel.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Hey, Joel.
That is pretty good. Now, give us another line. Say, what are you doing today, for example?
Going to the pub, have a skilly.
Ooh, it's pretty good.
It's pretty solid.
Let's hear your regular voice.
My regular voice.
Oh, it's very different indeed.
I'm not even Australian.
What are you?
Canadian.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Oh, that threw
that's
me.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh,
you know what?
Crazy.
Seeing that you're from another country, you've actually nailed the bogey.
Very, very good.
High contender. Thank you, Joel. Let's go to this person. UFM, what's your name?
Coda.
Hey, Coda. Best Bogan accent. Give it to us.
You do it.
Who's doing it?
Hey, you there?
Let's move on.
Bit of stage right there.
So, at the moment, it is our best contender is Joel, rather.
Yeah.
Let's try Sharon from Toronto.
Hi, mate. How are you today?
Hey, good darling.
What's up? We down the pub for skewies or what?
A lot of
we'll just hit Toronto pub.
Shaz.
You've got to have that laugh at the end as well.
Question. And this isn't meant to, like, annoy you. But I don't think you have to put on much of an accent.
No, I don't.
Like I said, embrace it.
I used to live in Baganville, so I'm really easy at it.
See, that's a better Bogan accent.
You just lost. That guy just lost with his Canadian accent. I'm the true blue Aussie.
It's a tough one. I don't know, guys. What do we think? Do we think it's Joel who has completely transformed his voice from his original Canadian, or is it Shaz?
Oh.
Who is the OG?
It's a hard one. It's a hard one.
I think because there was a bit more of a shock factor with Joel because I did not expect the Canadian accent.
Let's give it to Joel.
Yeah.
Joel's the winner.
Oh, Joel, congratulations, you big old bogan.
That's the best, mate. Thanks, mate.
Really, I love it.
Amazing.
There you go.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? We're going to find out everything that's happening goss-wise live from his studio in Sydney in lockdown.
Yeah, we'll do it next to New FM 814.
New FM. The Novos. New FM. New FM.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I got to testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Here's the number one gossip genius alive from lockdown in Sydney. It's Jackson. How are you doing this morning, man?
I'm good. I'm so intrigued because I'm all caught up in this Grimes-Elon Musk. Have you been following this story?
Look, I've heard a little bit about it. Obviously, the fact that they did split, but you never know really what's going on. That's why I thought, you know what? I won't do the full deep dive. Jackson will fill me in.
Yeah, I'll do the full deep dive for you. So, they're not fully split up. I'm very confused. The statement that they released the other day is that they are semi-separated but still in love and seeing each other frequently on an intimate level. So that's very interesting. But Grimes has done an interview with Page Six, and she says that she has left Elon Musk because she wants to start a lesbian space commune.
Oh. Well, that's just
interesting, isn't it?
She enjoys the company of ladies and men? Is that what we're getting from this?
I don't know. I don't know if this is just a dig at SpaceX or what the situation is. I mean, two digs at once, bam, bam. I now like women because you suck, Elon. But, I mean, who knows? I'm interested, though. I think this is going to be a slippery slope down to divorce town because that man's worth a lot of money.
I think she's still just dipping her toe into the pond to keep him happy so she doesn't lose out financially.
You reckon that's
baby? Because I just get that they're still seeing each other casually.
He's the baby daddy. So, like, I think financially she's going to be set, right? Plus the free Teslas for life, you would think.
Well, we're still seeing each other on an intimate basis. To me, that sounds like you're still together.
We're still doing it.
You're still together.
Hey, Jackson, I don't know if you've heard of this show, but Grimes is actually a judge on a brand new show over in the States called Alter Ego, singing competition, and the contestants wait backstage, and they, like, wear all of that CGI stuff. So on stage, you're watching an avatar of that person backstage, but Grimes is one of the judges. It's tanked in the ratings, but it was like, why would you sign up to that?
It's like a poor man's mask singer. Is that what that is?
But with, like, avatar technology.
Well,
you know, it's really interesting. So they've got that child that's called XAsh812. Now, I was watching a paparazzi video. Do you know how TMZ just posts these videos of them approaching people in the street?
Yeah.
They approached Elon Musk and they were like, how's XAsh812? And he's like, what? What are you talking about? And then he's like, oh, my child. So, like, even that I feel like not even true, and it's just a publicity stunt. I don't trust these two. They're very strange.
Well, Strange is definitely up there on the scale for them.
Let's get Stranger with Demi Lovato. Now, they have opened up about an encounter that they've had with aliens in Joshua Tree National Park. Oh, my gosh. All right. So the audio is very strange about this. Who knows? Maybe she's seen what everyone in Newcastle saw yesterday. But here's her experience, or their experience, sorry.
We went out into the desert in Joshua Tree, and I basically saw, like, this blue orb that was about 50 feet away, maybe less, and it was kind of, like, floating above the ground, just, like, 10 or 15 feet, but was keeping its distance from me, and I don't know, it was a really beautiful and incredible experience.
Okay. No, what I will say is if you Google what to do in Joshua Tree, I think you might find that the activities that a lot of people partake in that part of the world might lead you to seeing things like blue orbs. It's sort of like this desert place that's within a reasonable drive of California. And as a result of that, like, a lot of people, celebrities, go out there for a spiritual experience, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a very great place to visit. Crevo, just following up on that, so much so that they have a lot of taco vans everywhere because people get quite hungry.
it's a bit weird and unexplained, isn't it? It's got a bit of an Area 51 and a bunch of probing vibe to it.
Demi's kind of lost the plot a bit. Mm.
You know what it was for me? When they tried to cancel that frozen yogurt shop and they were like, I just couldn't get the ice cream that I wanted and it ruined my weekend. Like, it's a pandemic, Demi. You're a bit of an it person, aren't you? Like, pick me. Shush.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, thanks for that, Jackson. Always great.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I was trying to find the audio of Demi Lovato, but I don't have it
anymore. Oh, the ice cream.
Damn it.
we'll look that up on our own time. It's fun.
Thank you, Jackson. Checking in with the newsroom next at New FM. It's 8:27. Good morning. 105.3 New FM. The Novos. Bon Jovi, Keep the Faith, the New FM, 8:42, 17 on the coast right now, 14 in the valley. Guys, NASA is here.
My name is NASA. I'm from season 5, and you best know me for my outspoken, outrageous comments.
Yes, here he is. NASA, good morning. NASA, hello.
Good morning to you. Good morning to all the people in the Hunter Valley.
How you doing?
Mate, very well. I tell you what, I'm so excited. Got lots to tell you this morning. Lots to. Where do we start? Where do you want me to start?
Well, First of all, I wanted to address a couple of things with you, okay? Yeah. So I was reading the Daily Mail last week because we were working from home last week. And I know you sent me a few messages, but I believe you got wiped out while surfing at Bondi. I just want to read through the Daily Mail article because I think it's really funny. And we can talk about what's happened. So there's a picture of you surfing in the shallows on this beautiful big surfboard. Yeah. It says, he's the married at first sight star who works as a fitness instructor for the over 50s.
That's right.
And NASA Sultan managed to squeeze in a workout of his own on Saturday as he went surfing at Sydney's Bondi Beach. The former music promoter, 54, was seen chatting to locals before diving into the water and getting totally wiped out. Are you okay, NASA?
Yeah, well, I swallowed a lot of water because it was very rough that day. But I like the part talking to the locals. You see, this is what a real celebrity does. Talks to the locals.
They get amongst it.
Yeah, get amongst it, exactly. You know, I'm not the person that hides and sits and goes, don't talk to me. No, I kiss the babies, I pat the dogs, you know. I do all that sort of stuff. Look at the old ladies and I sit down with them and then we talk. Of course. Yeah, that's what you do when you're a celebrity.
You got a lot of older fans, Nas.
Lots of older fans.
Yeah. All right, now, a couple of rumours to clear up, NASA. Now, I believe you called producer Jackson and said you're on Celebrity Gogglebox Australia. Is it true?
Yes, well, they called me last week and they said, look, we're putting together a Celebrity Gogglebox. Who would you have with you on the show? And I rattled off a couple of names and a couple of girls from The Bachelor. I thought, look, I'll get someone like Juliet Emma Roach to have one of them. Have Juliet on one side, Emma Roach on the other side, and me, the beast, in the middle.
Cyrell would have been good with you.
Well, no, because they apparently Cyrell wanted to do it with Eden, so I'm not sure about that one. And you know, I suggested Cyrell, but they said, "Oh, it's a bit too clashy of the heads. You and Cyrell a bit too full on." So, that's looking really good. But they won't start filming until another month or so.
So it's still a ways to go. Now, Nas, when you say who you paired up with, does that mean who you're on the couch with? Is that the situation?
Yeah,
obviously, you only want to pick people that are, like, not as famous as you,
That's exactly right, because you see, I'm the shining star.
That's right. You don't want them to outshine you and take your moment. Hey, it makes sense. I'd be exactly the same.
There you go. Why would you want someone as equal or slightly bit more known? Why would I want to do that? It's ridiculous.
You're a smart man, NASA, and that's why you've survived so long in the business.
That's so true. That is so true. And still going, mind you. Still going.
That's right. 100%.
Hey, Nas, you were telling me off air you wanted to talk about Macy Gray, of course, who was on The Masked Singer, revealed earlier this week. What have you got for us?
Now, Macy Gray, just to let your listeners and your audience know, just a bit of background, I brought Macy Gray to Australia, and we did some shows, and she was so unprofessional, like, honest to God. And when I saw her the other night, didn't want to leave the stage, remember? Did you see that? Yeah, she didn't want to leave the stage. Yeah. And that brought back nightmares for me. That really did, because we had her in Perth, and Perth, she was the opposite. She didn't want to go on stage. And we had to coach her and say, you have to go on stage. People are paying money. They're all out there. Anyway, she ended up going on stage, and unfortunately, people started to walk out because she was really, really bad. So, she was. And honestly, it's all this hype. Great on record. Great on listening to her on record. But meeting her and working with her was the biggest nightmare ever.
What year would that have been, Nas, that you... So you were part of the promotion team, or was it your company?
We put up the money. I put up the money to bring her out. So we organised the whole show. We ended up in Bali, because in Bali, the coup d'etat, they wanted her to do a DJ set. So we said, great, let's go over there, have a holiday. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And even she was worse over in Bali. She just didn't want to do it. It was just really a nightmare. So having her on The Masked Singer
brought back bad memories. So what year was that, Nas?
That was like, I'd say 10 years ago. So when, 2000 maybe? I'm at 2005 10? Or something like that. I can't remember.
Okay.
And also, the who's coming on now? Another Nas, they've revealed that Anastasia is the next one. So there you go. There's a one for it. Anastasia is the next singer
Macy
to be revealed.
Macy Gray. What a voice.
Yeah. It's a great voice.
Remember this. Oh, yeah, so good.
terrible to work with.
Did she? Hey, question. How much did it? Like, just a little insight into the music promoting business, NASA.
Yep. How much did you have to pay?
Yeah.
How much we paid her?
Yeah.
Can I reveal that on air?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, we can reveal anything on this show.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
All right, $220,000.
Oh.
Jeez, so you got a lot of tickets to sell to make that back up, yeah?
We sold them. I mean, she was huge. I mean, that album was huge, but just unfortunately, she was just terrible on stage. And we had to, the venues paid, and people didn't, demanded their money back at certain stages, but we just got away with it, to be honest. It wasn't worth it.
It was a shocker. Who was one of the best acts that you brought out that was easy to work with?
Mate, the best act, and this is no word of a lie, it was the best acts was Rage Against the Machine at the Horton Pavilion.
Oh, wow.
They were great to work with, yeah?
Yeah, they were really good, nice people, because they were very political, very sort of out there. The worst, well, not the worst, actually, I wouldn't say the worst, but I'd say the most headache was Lenny Kravitz. He was another moron.
Big diva demands?
Yeah, what's that, sorry?
A big diva demands from Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah, well, not diva, he just like this sort of, mate, if you're going to bring your guru out, right, you're paying for the guru. I'm not paying for the guru, to give you some sort of enlightenment.
The guru?
He guru.
He whipped it out, did he?
I can write a book on the writers. I can show you writers, what they demanded. The room has to be purple instead of pink, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, wow. Who did that?
Yeah. That was Janet Jackson.
You brought Janet Jackson out?
Yeah, I brought her out. Yeah, we did the casino.
NASA, how did you end up on MAFS?
Mate, I know exactly. How did I end up on MAFS? That's exactly right. That's another story. I was living in Bali when I was on, when they recruited me on MAFS. That's another story that we need to talk about.
I can see you living there in Kuta, wearing your little flip-flops.
Your little white shorts getting around town, like in the cafes and stuff.
Oh, I love that. Hey, Nas, thanks, man.
So there you go. But that's my pleasure.
You know what?
We'll speak again.
There's a way to make money, Nas. Write a book about this stuff.
Oh,
that's really interesting to me.
I would like that.
That's fascinating.
Absolutely.
The problem is, you guys, is that I need someone to write it for me. Because, I'm sort of a bit sort of no good with spelling. As you can see with my posting, I get someone to do my posting because I'm not good with spelling.
You can get a ghostwriter. Like a lot of these, these celebrities, they don't write their own books. No. How ridiculous. Who's got time for that? You're busy sipping piccolo lattes.
I'll do that. But listen, when all this lockdown's over, as I've threatened you again, and I'll threaten you one more time, I'm coming over to host the show.
Good.
Yay. Cannot wait.
The invitation's out there. Thank you, Nas. Appreciate it. That was an interesting insight there.
Yeah.
I never knew he was a music promoter until now. How really fascinating.
To write that book.
Yeah, we'll be digging more of that gold out, don't you worry. Yeah.
We are doing birthday lotto next, guys. $1,450 up for grabs. What month are we looking for, Creeper?
All right, I've just spun the wheel, and it has come up as June.
June, if you're born in June and you want to win that cash, hit us up right now, 131009.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
No questions to answer, no hoops to jump through. Just have a birthday and you can win money.
Yeah.
Easy as that. $1,450 up for grabs for someone born in June.
Well, I do have a hula hoop here, mate.
We're not going to make you use it, though.
We're not going to make you use it at all. All right, let's meet our contestant. Her name is Chantel. Good morning, Chantel. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing brilliant. Now tell us, have you already spent the money in your head?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I've got a bunch of kids that I need to buy some things for, so...
How many kids have you got?
I've got three and one on the way.
Oh!
When are you due?
I'm due in May.
Okay. Plenty of time to get ready.
Yeah, that's it.
Splurge on baby stuff. I like that.
All right. Well, fingers crossed as we spin the balls for you, Chantel. Be handy having that extra money,
absolutely,
wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be amazing.
Okay, Chantel, were you born on the 1st of June?
No. No, the 20th.
Day off today.
Yeah. Thanks, Chantel. Good luck with the baby and everything. Call any time. Let us know what happens.
How it all goes.
Yeah. Good, guys. That is us done for another day. 105 minutes commercial free is up next with producer Jackson. What's on the way, man?
Yeah, thanks. Just around the corner, we are 105 minutes commercial free with Jonas Blue. Baby, we don't need no reason why. This one, Perfect Strangers, it's in the playlist. Natasha Bedingfield back to the noughties with these words. And Griff, Black Hole, all coming up 105 minutes commercial free.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Yeah, bye. You too. See ya.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, watch out for that. Pack things away in your backyard.
Yeah, good
Do
call.
It now before everything gets blown away.
And wet.
Have a great day, guys. Bye. Thanks.
Get your fix of the Novos anywhere, anytime. Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.